The pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Our treasurer, Mrs. Hagenbusch, is not with us tonight. Her daughter had surgery earlier today, so Mrs. Webble is filling in. We'll go maybe a little bit slower tonight, but I think she can handle it.
She's up to par.
So please call the roll.
Mrs. Bennett.
Present.
Mr. Santelli.
Present.
Mr. Inks.
Present.
Mr. Yule.
Present.
Mrs. Webble. Present.
Okay, under item two, can I have a motion to approve Mrs. Cindy Webble as treasurer pro tempore?
So moved. Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett.
Present.
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry, yes. I'm the one who needs to go slow.
Mr. Inks.
Yes.
Mr. Santelli.
Yes.
Mr. Yule.
Yes.
Mrs. Webble. Yes.
Okay, motion carries 5-0. Under item three, district report. There is an article that was in yesterday's Akron Beacon Journal that I want to share with you. It was titled Broken Pledge to Public Schools. Now I'm tearing my article. Anyway, it's a very good article explaining, and this is in the commentary section of the newspaper, and actually I brought some copies in case anybody wanted to read this. But it's talking about the history of school funding. And specifically in 2005, the tangible personal property, which Mrs. Hagenbusch, it's too bad that she's not here to see this, because every time we have gone for a levy, she has explained to us the tangible personal property, in which when I first heard it, I didn't understand it. But it relates to taxes that were levied on business property, fixtures, equipment, and things like that. Well, in 2005, the Ohio legislature decided to do away with it. Well, it collected $1.6 billion, and $1.1 billion of that money was given to school districts. So in 2005, the legislature decided that they were going to do away with it. Well, of course, this was going to have a huge impact on school districts, in which it has. But they decided to phase out the elimination of it over a number of years. So in 2011, I think the article says that it was reduced, and then in 2013, it was then gone after that. And the plan was that the legislature was going to come up with some other way to fund public schools. Well, that was the plan in 2005. Then we had the recession in 2008, and that changed everything. So then, obviously, it's no longer there. And districts have been hard hit by this, Norton City Schools being one of them. And I think this article comes at a great time when we are celebrating the passage of our income tax levy. Because this is everything that Mrs. Hagenbusch has explained every time we have gone for an additional levy in this district. So the article was actually talking about two other districts in Summit County, Cuyahoga Falls and Talmadge, that are having a difficult time because of the amount of money that they have lost as a result of losing this tangible personal property. And there's a quote from this article. It says, if the state won't meet its responsibility or keep its pledge, and that pledge being that they were going to come up with another way to replace this money, which they didn't, it says, then school officials have little choice but to ask local taxpayers. Which again is what we have been saying. They have forced us to go back and ask our communities for additional funding. And then the last thing it says, without question, districts must look for efficiencies. The truth is, most have been doing so for years. The state has been the slacker, neglecting its duty to public education, evident in the broken promise to make up for the revenue lost in ending the tangible personal property tax. So we are very fortunate here that our community did pass our income tax last November, a month ago. And for that, I know that residents today, I received my postcard in the mail explaining that I need to contact my employer, myself being that, but anyway, to take out taxes. And so we don't want people to be shocked by this. I mean, this is just the process of how it's done. But we are very thankful and appreciative to the community for supporting the district in passing this. And so I think we will continue to keep this sign up. I mean, because we're not in the situation that some of the other districts in our community or in our county are, which we well could have been. So again, thank you to the community for that. So with that, we will move on to student recognition.
Can we do B first?
Yes, I was going to do that actually. Okay. We're going to switch the order here and have Mr. Chiara come up and talk about the Norton High School marching band. If there was something, Mr. Addis, you wanted to say.
So last year, our band made it to the national semifinals, and we were extremely proud. We brought Tom here and Chuck here, and I think some of the kids came as well, and we honored them. It was a national runner-up in your class last year.
It was last year, yeah.
Yeah. And so that's pretty special when a group of kids make their way through a music system in a school, and they reach that high school marching band, and they reach national status. And how do you follow that up? Was a challenge that Mr. Chair and his team and kids put in front of them this year. And they followed that up with another return to the national finals in Indianapolis. So back-to-back years. When you know one of our coaches wins a league title, we shake their hand and say, great work. When you go to the Nationals, you get a banner. And so I'm really proud to present this to Tom tonight and to Chuck. And I don't know if anyone of the kids want to come up and help unveil this.
Want to?
Anyone feel like being in the newspaper?
That sound okay?
Mm-hmm. Want to grab that?
Okay.
It ends eventually. You want to grab this end?
That's fantastic.
So we wanted, anytime someone comes into our school system, to understand what these students have accomplished. And we do have a place picked for this, correct?
We do, right outside the auditorium.
All right.
Yeah, gosh.
You're good. You're good.
All right. Like my back, my head.
No, I think.
So I've talked with the marching band's kids. You know, Tom and I actually talked about this today, and I talked to the marching band about this before. You are revered in this community. You've made a great connection with our community. You're considered important students, an important entity of what Norton is all about. So I can only imagine the hours of work that you put in. I know because I hear you. So there's deep appreciation for what you do, and I hope every time you look at that, that motivates you to keep going. So thank you for your work, and thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for that.
As we drew the season to a close, you know, we've had a couple weeks now to kind of gather the thoughts, and even today I was sharing with them in. I like anything that you're super involved in and passionate about. In the moment, it's goal setting and trying to come up with a strategy to go to the next goal, whether it be a Friday halftime show, in our case, a Saturday competition, and next thing you know, August turns into November. And it's really not until this point of the year that we can sit back and look at everything that has happened in the last couple months. And it's incredibly rewarding. It's fun to look at photos and look at videos and read comments and share some of these things with you and our families and our friends, and you know, just to look back and also just appreciate how many different parts and pieces there are to everything that we do, from the support on this end to the parent support to the teachers that are in and out and help us, but certainly the students that are willing to commit so much and share so much to create something that's as awesome as it has been. So thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
we appreciate it very much.
You bet.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, now, true test, figure how to roll it up.
You guys left plenty of room to add a bunch more years.
We did. There. Yeah, Tom, we left room for more years.
Underneath.
Got it.
No pressure.
Congratulations.
Thank you. All right.
Superintendent rolled that up by himself, by the way.
Yeah. Okay, at this time we'll move on to Students of the Month.
We're going to start tonight with Mr. Shaner, high school principal.
Come on over here. So I'm excited for everyone to meet Miss Abigail Stillman. She is a senior at Norton High School. Come on over. Keep coming. So Abigail is, as you can see, she's got this bright smile that lights up the room and lights up the building all the time. She is such a great young lady. She's so involved in so many things, just a wide range of talents, really. So she is in art club, and she's an accomplished member of the National Art Honor Society. So did Ms. Thornbeard, did she post any of your stuff on the Instagram page?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, because I follow that and I see a lot of stuff, but she doesn't post a name. So I assume some of it was yours, but I wasn't sure. At the same time, she's on the soccer team, so you probably saw her out on the soccer field here in the fall. The one time that I remember so much about Abby is last year, she's been in three of the school play productions. So, and I told her this afterwards too. So if you know Abby, she doesn't talk. Hardly ever. I don't know, Mom. Maybe at home it's different, but she's just kind of around the school. She doesn't really say a whole lot. So I'm watching High School Musical last year, and there was one of the dance numbers that's going on, and I'm like, is that Abby up there? She is getting down. I'm loving it. She is just all over the place. I couldn't believe it because it was just like so different than what we kind of see her at school. But she's also very involved in her church. And tell everyone what you're learning to become right now, certified in.
I'm going to be a certified archery instructor.
So you can't get more well-rounded than, I guess, adding archery instructor to your resume. So just a wonderful young lady. So excited that she was able to win at the high school here for our December Student of the Month, Miss Abigail Stowe.
Want to welcome Joyce Gerber, our middle school principal.
She was one of the Girl Scouts. Yeah, a long time ago. I was her Girl Scout.
Yeah. The student of the month from the middle school is Chloe Gabler. Chloe, who asked me not to announce this tomorrow on the PA. So she's trying to play it down low. She has been active in the 8th grade National Junior Honor Society. She is also active in our Impact Club. And I think tomorrow she's going to be part of the advisory team that's going to go around and provide the teachers with some notes of appreciation for the holiday season. Mr. Tribb also asked if you could be here tonight and talk a little bit more about Chloe and how she contributes to the middle school.
I Chloe, my first period math class. And first of all, she's a great student. She gets great grades. She works really hard. We have two-tiered assignments they can choose from, like the getting it and then the got it. And she always does the got it homework. So it's a challenge to get to challenge her, which is a great thing, you know, a great problem to have as a teacher. Besides all the amazing work ethic she has and manners and play, she's a great person. And I think Student of the Month, I don't know if you see student, you think, oh, I sit there, I do my work, but it's a great person. And I think that's what we always try to bring here, is that these are great humans, great kids. And when they walk down the hallway, they say hi to you, they shake your hand. Chloe gives me a high five. I got to remember that she gives a little softer high five, so I can't go in there with the thing in the lineup. But she's just a great kid. We'll ask questions, answer questions. Usually her hand is up the whole time during class to answer. And I kind of got to pick and choose when I call on her. She's very good about, you know, being patient with me. But she's just a real good person to have in class, and just enjoyable. You can joke with her, you can high five, she'll say hi, she'll do her homework, all the things that you want out of a great person, a great kid to have in class. And she makes my job pretty easy in the sense of I don't have to worry about her too much doing the wrong thing. She was a little chatty this morning, so I don't know if she's excited about standing up in front of everybody. but just a great kid in general. Congratulations, Chloe. Yes,
next from NES, we have Mr. Brady Sackett.
We are pleased to introduce you our first grader, Brittany Marsh, and her teacher Sarah Hadley, in teaching art. And it is, and you know, you kind of sometimes you forget when you hear these discussions about, you know, how great everyone is, but you basically come across passions that are difficult, whether managed for behavior or ability, and we're certainly working through one this year. So I really just want to acknowledge Mrs. Hadley's work of being patient and working through her classroom. She's excellent at collecting data and showing growth with her students. But you know, on a day-to-day basis, it's hard. And you have to really look for those bright spots that stick out to keep you motivated and centered. So she really picked a good one here with Brinley, who's going to share why she's such a bright spot.
It is my honor to present to you our first grade student of the month for December, Brinley Marsh. Brinley is a model student who embraces all the traits outlined in our school rules. She is respectful and responsible. She always behaves in a safe manner. She is honest and trustworthy, both in school, in her schoolwork, in her interactions with her other students. She is a true problem solver. We have protective pride moments, and I didn't share this one. I kept it for tonight, but you can read it tomorrow. I want to share this protective pride moment from last week. Fallon's water bottle had opened and was leaking all over her backpack and all over the floor at the end of the day. Fallon asked for a Ziploc bag to contain the spill. Brynn saw that this wasn't going to work. She asked to leave the room. She didn't run out without permission to leave the room. Then she came back and helped dump out the backpack, the water from that. She got paper towels. She helped soak up the water on the floor and the rug and inside the backpack. She identified the problem, thought it through, and then acted quickly without any kind of drama. And there's a lot of drama in first grade. Brynn sees the need and helps without being asked. And what more can you ask for? She, most importantly, she is a kind person. And it always kind of bothered me as an elementary teacher, but that wasn't our first and foremost rule for school, is that we're kind to each other. And she exemplifies being kind and thoughtful, considerate of other students. Brynn came to first grade kind of as a quiet observer. She always listened carefully, but was reluctant to share her thoughts. As the school year has progressed, Brynn has opened up, and now she raises her hand to share what she is thinking. She makes relevant connections to what we're talking about, adds insightful comments. It has been rewarding to see her step out of her comfort zone a little, and now kind of feel at ease about doing it. Brynn is neither demanding nor insistent, but she always finds just the right moment to come and share her stories with you. I really enjoy when she comes and talks to me. Brynn is a hard worker. She stays on task. She completes her work in a skillful manner. She's an independent thinker. She is also very kind to her classmates and is more than willing to help explain math or help her classmates with their morning work. Learning to read is hard work until it isn't. And it is so rewarding to watch students find their stride. Brynn is an excellent reader. She finishes her work and then dives right into reading books for classroom reading logs. Brynn is transfixed during read-alongs, and she is always able to answer any questions that we have, make good connections, or give a recap to any student who has missed part of the story. Brynn loves to play soccer. She is a runner. She competes in a one-mile race, or in one-mile races, which just like is daunting to me. She loves horses and dogs. They have three at home, she's excited to tell about. Sometimes they have as many as 10 at home because mom helps train and board them. She's very excited to be reading the American Girl chapter books now, and she and her mom read some of the most interesting things on their reading log. Brynn is quite the mathematician. She uses her strategy quickly to solve addition problems that is becoming quite fluent with her math facts, and mom's even got her working on multiplication. Brynn is a young lady who is a joy to teach. She is the kind of person who will have many opportunities in life because she believes in herself. She has wonderful home support. She is a hard worker and she is a shining star. She's the kind of kid that you'll be talking about. I'm sure she'll be up here some other time enjoying this honor. I'm excited to see all the places that she will go.
Wow.
Mr. Morris from Norton Primary.
I have the honor and privilege to introduce you to Kendra Russell. This is our final little panther from Norton Primary. Kendra is in kindergarten, and tonight to tell her story is Mrs. Maddle. So I'm going to turn the floor over to her.
Okay. Well, when I was asked to pick Student of the Month, I knew right away I was going to pick Kendra. She's been a leader since the first day of kindergarten. She's not only kind to others, but very helpful, which can be hard even at the beginning of kindergarten, but she's always willing to help and lend a hand. Her quiet yet respectful personality shows how very humble she is about things as well, not looking to be recognized with awards like tonight. She's very surprised and a little nervous to stand up here, but that's just in her nature. My important lesson in our classroom is friends help friends, and Kendra makes sure that she helps friends each day without even being asked. She's a problem solver, she's respectful, she's responsible, and these are all important characteristics that not only help her to be a great friend, but allow her to be an amazing student and excel in her learning. A famous quote by Dr. Seuss, I'm thinking of Mrs. Hadley over there, is today is your day, you're off to great places, you're off and away. And this may just be her kindergarten year, but she's off to great places, and I'm proud to be her first teacher here in Norton. So I put all these things on a word cloud for her to keep. There you go, ma'am. Great job.
Okay, as we do every month, we'd like to get a picture of all the students of the month. You could come over here, and then we'll take a brief recess to congratulate everyone and the band.
Okay.
Under item 5, is there any public participation? Under item 6, are there any additions or corrections to the agenda? Can I have a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webel? Yes. Mrs. Bennett?
Yes. Motion carries 5-0. Under item 7, board business, letter A, can I have a motion to approve Jennifer Bennett as president pro tempore for the organizational meeting in January 2019?
So moved. Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webel? Yes. Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Under letter B, can I have a motion to approve the Community Reinvestment Area Compensation Agreement Attachment A?
So moved. Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webel? Yes. Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Under item 8, approval of minutes, can I have a motion to approve letters A and B?
So moved. Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Webel? Yes. Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Under item 9, treasurer's recommendations, can I have a motion to approve letters A through F?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webel? Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Under superintendent recommendations, do you want to discuss that?
Well, I didn't know where you, I thought you were going to discuss it here, but at the end?
Yeah, we can do that
okay.
At the end. That's fine.
Okay.
Under item 10, superintendent's recommendations, can I have a motion to approve letters A through K?
So moved.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webel? Yes. Mrs. Bennett?
Yes. Motion carries 5-0. Under letter L, can I have a motion to approve the partnership between the City of Norton and the Norton City School District for two police officers for district safety and security from January 1st, 2019 through May 30th, 2019?
So moved. Second.
Wait a minute.
Any discussion?
Yes, I don't see it on my sheet here. Hang on a second. Wait a minute. I don't see.
Okay.
Recommendations. We have Susan Barker here. We're under personnel. Where did you just?
L.
I was under superintendent's recommendation.
She doesn't have it lettered like that.
Can we just make a note?
Yeah, we're going
Let's
to
do that.
Yes.
So that was L.
See, there's no. Do you see what I'm saying? There's nothing. We're good to personnel, pending background. Okay, wait a minute. She has them out of order. There's the problem. There's the problem. She had them out of order.
Okay.
And you.
Right here, yes. We're just on the motion.
It's not there. We did the leaves, terminations, all those?
Yes.
Yes. All right, we'll just stick it in there somewhere. Okay.
Okay, is there any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble? Yes. Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Under consent agenda items, can I have a motion to approve letters M through O?
So moved. Second.
Any discussion?
I don't know where any of this is. I'm going to write it here.
Yeah.
Who was that? Was it Pat?
Pat.
She doesn't have it on here.
And so. Chris seconded.
Okay. Ready?
Call the roll, please.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble, yes. Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Here. Superintendent's report.
I'll just point out that I printed out some of the district newsletters that we sent to our families last week. We have a lot of friendly faces in here. I'm assuming everyone from the admin team spent most of the weekend reading it, so they're probably familiar with it. But any of the members of the media want it. It's posted on the website, but if you want a physical copy, it's over there. It highlights four or five important things that are occurring in the district right now.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. I'll come back to you, Mrs. Webble.
it's not Neal. Here. Go ahead.
Congratulations to the students of the month. Wish everybody a good break and rejuvenate and get ready to finish the year strong. So it's crazy to think that we're already at that point, but we are. So congratulations to the band as well, and that's all I got.
Okay. Which one?
I'll go next.
Okay.
All right. Same thing. Congratulations to students of the month. I do think the little skip back to the C, we should make a requirement for everybody. The last one there, those are Kendra. She skipped all the way back to her seat. That was pretty awesome. That's probably the best celebration I've seen yet. So, congratulations to the band. I mean, it's always great to see kids that work so hard excel. Like you said, the hours they put in, the days you drive by, and it's 9 o'clock at night and the stadium lights are on. You know, I go back to my next door neighbor in my neighborhood was in the band, and I don't know what year he graduated. He's driving it on and through college and everything, but. That he was in the drum line, and during the summertime, they would march around my neighborhood and play drums. It'd be July, and there'd be eight kids marching around my neighborhood, and I'd get my brother playing the drums, you know, practicing. So it's the work ethic that the Shakira and the rest of the staff instills in them. It's why they exceed. So, and I can appreciate that. The newsletter that went out, great stuff. Dana, thank you.
You're welcome.
It's good stuff. It outlines the district planning committee that we've been working on, our strategic plan, and I will say community engagement has been one of the goals that we've strived for the last year. I think it's been a huge success, personally, and I can tell you, that, you know, we have a community engagement, but it's always good when people from the community come up and talk to me, that they see what's going on, and that tells me that whatever we're doing is working. And I want to say, Mr. Morris, I've had several people in the past couple months come up to me and say that what a great experience that their preschooler and the kindergartner are having in Orange City Schools. And I just want to say thank you, because I appreciate that, because they always bring up your name.
Thank you.
And they just say what a great impact that you've had on their kids and what a great experience they're having. And that means a lot, you know. I mean, kids are what this is all about, and that means a lot. So just want to say thank you.
Thank you.
So other than that, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. See everybody next year.
Mr. Santelli.
What an amazing, amazing first half of the school year. Are we semester yet?
Yeah, end of the semester, Thursday, actually. Some so kids are better than that.
What an amazing semester this has been for the whole district. We've accomplished so much through our athletics, our arts, and our academics. I want to thank all the coaches, teachers, administrators, and the rest of the Board of Education for everything that has been accomplished in this district. So thank you all very much. And have a very Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Mrs. Webble.
Merry Christmas. It's the extent of my Merry Christmas. I'm looking forward to the break.
Thank you, Mrs. Webble.
Yeah, exactly. I'm looking for
our secretary tonight and doing a great job.
No, it's something's not right. So I'll figure it out before Stephanie gets back.
Yes, only four more days. I know we all want to go home and spend time with our family and friends, and I hope that everyone is able to do that over break. So Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, and Happy New Year. Can I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett.
Yes.
Mr. Inks.
Yes.
Mr. Santelli.
Yes.
Mr. Yule.
Yes.
Mrs. Webb. Yes.
Meeting adjourned. Thank you.